This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 25. The power of the Spirit. Our scripture comes from Acts chapter 1.
After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
A radio show once asked, "If you could choose between having the power of invisibility or flight, which would you choose?" Most answers were not flashy or heroic. Some people said they wanted invisibility so that they could sneak into the movies or onto airplanes. Others said they wanted to be able to fly so that they could stop taking the bus. Almost no one said that they would use their power to fight crime or to help others. People weren't much interested in using their power to make the world a better place. It seems we have a natural tendency to misuse even imaginary power. This is important to think about. In Acts 1, verse 8, Jesus says to us, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." This is nothing like any other power, real or imagined. Jesus is speaking of the very power of God himself. It is the same power that spoke creation into existence and raised Jesus from the dead. This power is what brings us from death to eternal life, and it is now at work in us and through us. Jesus gives us this power for a specific purpose: to be his witnesses. The power of the Spirit is not for selfish gain or to make our life easier. Instead, we receive it so that others might encounter the love and forgiveness of Jesus through us. May we steward it well. Please pray with me. Lord God, thank you for sacrificing your Son so that your Spirit may live in us. Holy Spirit, work within us so that we can know you better and share your amazing love with others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.